What up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. Hopefully this is coming through okay. I've been having some issues setting this up on Facebook and YouTube and everywhere. A lot of strange things happening right now with the color blue. It's popping up everywhere in Hawaii. We just dropped a viral video, Everything Blue. And this, I mean, shout out to all y'all researchers out there. I'm learning so much from everybody, and I think everyone can agree with that. So smash the like button and put a one in the comments if you can hear me okay. I was just out here in Lahaina where all this happened. So this story is just, it's captivated the whole world, but it's very eerie for me. I even got a mug that I got out there that I'm drinking. So prayers to everybody out there. And also on top of all of that, when I was out there, it's like a tourist town that's totally obliterated. It's not there anymore. And I mean, I was meeting people, hanging out, and everybody has a phone. And I'm just like, why is there only such little footage of this happening? There's not that much footage of it. It's like it got taken out in an instance. Just automatically, very freaky. Hello, New Zealand. What's good? What's good? We're watching from Hawaii. Prayers out to Hawaii. And yeah, we're doing this. This is the midnight stream. We're streaming very late, but we got important information to get out there immediately because it just seems very weird. Oh, look at this. I don't know if this is me or not. It looks like it's me. I did set up a star thing, so this does look maybe legit, but I didn't write this. Facebook has been being really weird. During the broadcast, you can support my page by sending stars. Yes, you can. So I'm not monetized on YouTube, but I'm monetized up there on Facebook for now. So yeah, you could send stars. I guess that is me. So let's get wicked smart. Everything blue. We showed how the blue was everywhere in the last video. But the blue keeps popping up. President, the greatest president, sleepy Joe Biden. He got more votes than Obama, so he's the greatest. Wearing the blue. Showing up to Maui wearing the blue. I mean, if this can't get any weirder. Because we already broke down. The blue car survived. The blue house survived. The blue boat survived. And now this dude shows up with his husband wearing blue. Absolutely mind-boggling. And that's not it. In the show The Simpsons, they showed the town being obliterated by some light beam right here. And the only thing that survived was this blue. I mean, how strange. And look, they're all circled around right in front of the blue, making that highlighted. I haven't watched this episode. I know there's a lot of fake stuff out there, but this light did destroy the town. And I don't know how I didn't put this together. Tommy Truthful did this. He pointed this out and he was like, how did you not point this out? The Blue Lodge, right? You got a red and blue lodge. So, I mean, right there, you got the blue. As that color, red and blue, is what the house was when it stood up. I mean, is this Blue's Clues going on? Are we witnessing Blue's Clues? Look, that blue and yellow symbolism that you see everywhere. Just more crazy symbols popping up. But this blue goes massively deep. We'll be doing a private Patreon stream, which will eventually be on YouTube, but we're just doing it over there with Ani Asaru at the Spiritual Shade Room and Tommy covering the blue on Friday. Maybe we'll do it on Rumble and then edit it to YouTube, but it'll for sure be on Patreon. So make sure you go subscribe to us over there. We put out content there first. We put this blue video out there first. Then I edited it. And then I put it up on the YouTube. So there's more information and it supports this channel. So make sure you go do that today. And share this video and give it a like because it's late. So the more you share this video, this blues video, I mean, it's going to get wild. The information will eventually hit the people when they wake up in the morning. So the Blues Clues, they're wearing the blue. And remember that blue and red because it's important for later on in the stream. So you got them wearing the blue going to Hawaii. Oprah Winfrey, her home, it's got the blue roof. I mean, you can't make that up. Her home got the blue and red roof. Here's her estate in Hawaii, the blue roof, the red roof. And if you remember, that was the color of the two homes that withstood the destruction. Pretty wild here. I'll bring up the, got two pages open. So I got big presentation. Intro. All right. So this is the red house that withstood the test of time. The owner's named Dora, and this is Hurricane Dora. And you got the blue car. You'll see a lot of blue stuff that existed. Here's a blue thing right there. But you'll see a lot of, I mean, look at this. Is that a blue gate? What the heck? Did that blue exist? The blue paint, that's fine. It just burnt all around it, except for right there. Weird. Whoops. Story just gets weirder and weirder with all the blue. This is from my podcast yesterday. Okay. So here's that blue and red house, just like Oprah's roof is the blue and red, and all the blue that stayed. You could just watch my last video. It goes over all that. Goes into the light spectrum. I just wanted to show that blue and red before I continue. All right, now let me pull up my other screen. Thanks for being patient. Patience is a virtue. All right. So there's that blue and red. Somebody says blue has anti-laser properties. United Nations is blue and their helmets are blue. And we got the Blue Beetle movie out right now. And this is how the simulacra works. So back when the Bluebird Twitter was being purchased by Elon, Joe Biden got pooped on by a bird and they released the birds aren't real conspiracy on the 60 Minutes. So they hit you with all these different things in the simulacrum from movies to music. I am blue, yabba da 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 da, whatever. I heard that's back on the radio now, showcasing this. And now the Blue Beetle is out beating Barbie. This is just how they do it. Blue Beetle's out right now. And Elvis has the blue Hawaii with his blue suede shoes. Here's the UN helmets. They're all wearing blue. It is definitely a color for the elite. And there's the blue Hawaii. This is sort of important for this year because all the rituals are on the 36th parallel. And Hawaii, Elvis's blue Hawaii. Elvis is the Memphis, Tennessee, his daughter passing away this year. There's all this egg rituals happening connected to Memphis, Tennessee. So there's the blue Hawaii. So Hawaii has always been associated with blue through the music industry. And the next blue moon will be approaching us on August 30th. August 30th, we'll have a blue moon. It's the second moon, big moon, full moon. and it's a super moon. A lot of these rituals happen the day before, the day of, or the day after the big full moon. So look out for some sort of sacrifice or passing away, somebody passing away. I'm looking into 50 Cent and G-Unit and that whole clique, because everyone who is passing away is affiliated with the banking industry, and 50 Cent is all about money, cents, Young Buck, Bucks. Young Buck is in all this bankruptcy right now. Lloyd Banks, the banking system, banks. And even the G-Unit logo is the Google logo. So I'm looking into that as well. But we got this super blue moon happening August 30th when 50 will be performing in California at the Crypto Arena. And I'm talking about that blue and red. The blue is the Hangman card, the blue and red. And 50 Cent is the Hangman. He's always hanging upside down during the Super Bowl or the music videos. And here's the blue and red right here with the home, just like Oprah's home is the blue and red. So 50 Cent is connected to these rituals happening right now, I believe. And look, he's wearing the blue and red, just like Lady Gaga with the Hunger Games was wearing the blue and red. In the Hangman tarot card, I learned this over on the Rumble. We did a podcast with Logan of Decode Your Reality. And I was out because he knows a lot about this stuff. I don't really know too much about the tarot cards. And he said the Hangman is the 12th card. So it's connected to the Omega. The Omega comes after the Trident. And that just goes perfectly with this dollar collapse with 50 Cent and everything, because the Alpha, George Washington, and the Omega, this ritual goes into the banking industry as today, August 22nd, the BRICS nations are meeting probably right now. And that is to destroy the dollar being the world reserve currency. And we're in the year 2023, and this is connected to Neptune as this Hangman card, which represents 50 Cent, is the Omega. Now, these two full moons this month, the second one is on 3008, called the Blue Moon. That's what we were just talking about. And Neptune is a blue planet. Look at that. Neptune is the blue planet right here. It's not a planet, though. It's technically, it's just it's like an orb of water. As we can see the blue dome that's above us, right? Right here is the blue dome. You might see, it's called the blue dome of heaven because the ocean is above us in a lot of places. Paint a blue dome, the blue dome of heaven. And Neptune is the blue planet. Neptune and diamonds have been in the news yesterday and today. Apparently it rains diamonds on Neptune, so they say. I got that article right here. It's raining diamonds on Neptune. And diamond company, you got Tiffany Diamond, Tiffany Blue, out in New York, Robin Egg Blue. Robin laid an egg, going back to these egg rituals. Interestingly, there is currently at play in astrology. On August 22nd, that's today, we're going to experience a transit Mars opposite Neptune. This is significant transit, though it may not seem that way on the surface, thanks to the obscuring energy of Neptune. Since Neptune is retrograde, the transit Mars and Virgo opposite transit Neptune and Pisces will bring crazy foggy energy. So I just want to point that out. I'm not an expert in that stuff either, but I'm learning. The symbol of Neptune is this trident, and then after that's the Omega, and Neptune is blue. Red shift, blue shift, red and blue states. Hawaii is a blue state. Blue is also the symbol for depression. I've got the blues, blue Monday. The next full moon is a blue moon, once in a blue moon. So this is a once in a blue moon thing that's happening right now. That means it's rare. And I'm just bringing up these articles because this is all the comments that you guys posted down below as well. So we are figuring out this together because it's quite interesting and there's a lot of connections to this. So even if something I say doesn't add up, I'm sure somebody in the comment will be like, whoa, you missed that. Put that out there. So here is Neptune. And it rains diamonds on Neptune, the blue. And even ICP, I'm doing an ICP decode. They're known for the diamonds. It rains diamonds nightly in my Shangri-La. So we'll be doing that decode here as well. But the egg prank. Okay, so check this out. Everything I've been talking about with these egg rituals, Rihanna, Robin, laying the egg with Aesop Rocky, all the egg stuff. We already did a lot of videos on that. The egg is trending right now on TikTok. And all these trends that Oprah likes to do, she does these trends too, where they did the baptize ritual with Bill Gates and George Bush and Oprah and Tom Hanks. They all baptized themselves in water at the same time, having society do it through these memetic warfare trends. And now parents are cracking eggs on kids' heads. That's the new thing in the news. Shout out to my Patreon subscriber who showed me this. This is what's popular right now. It's cracking eggs on kids' heads. And that goes right into the egg rituals happening all year with the Memphis Rite. The Memphis Rite logo is the egg. And if you're new to this research, these viral trends that go viral are very Masonic. They did the Illuminati pyramid or the Masonic pyramid that Rihanna was performing on at the Super Bowl before she threw up the diamond in the sky. Oh my goodness. I'm sure there's a connection there too. Which is the Rockefeller Illuminati hand symbol. So they do these rituals. There's another one they did too that I already forgot in my head, but it is something. Here's G-Unit in Google. Doesn't a G-Unit is the Google logo? Are you kidding me? It's the four corners as well. Not sure. Maybe you guys can find more to that. What's up, comment section? Humpty Dumpty cracked an egg, making me not want to eat eggs. Nothing wrong with eggs. Eggs are hella good for you. Eggs are good. Blue Velvet. Oh, yeah, they got Blue Velvet. That movie, wasn't that like an occult type movie? Diamonds don't shine, they reflect. Damn, Juan Wicked Smart. I'm going to start saying that. I didn't know that. Oh, Sam King was in G-Unit. G-Unit. Shout out to Indiana. We got 800 people up in here right now. Probably 1,000 if I include Rumble. Make sure you smash that like button. We're up late. This is the midnight stream. It's about to hit midnight. And we're going over all the Illuminati news. And I don't know if you noticed, who is that? That's another blue. That's the Russian blue cat. If I say his name, he'll look, but he's sleeping. I don't wanna wake him up. So area code 808. Now this is a crazy weave that might sound like a stretch, but hear me out. Somebody shared this to my Facebook. Thank you. I think it was Gematria Decoder. The area code for Hawaii is 808. You always take out the zero in numerology. So it's just 88, right? The fire took place on 8/8. And they picked this code on August 8th, 8/8. Even their Hawaii missile alert that was faked happened at 8:08, the 88, and this fire happened on 8:08. So the 8:08, we're talking about frequencies of light. Frequencies of light, like the purple lights, getting rid of stuff. Well, you got audio frequencies as well with music. And then you got the 808 machine, right? Kanye has his 808 and heartbreak. And in the 808, it's a heartbreak going on over there. And this has the blue behind it. The 808 machine changed music, especially hip hop, forever. It's known as like the Fender guitar for rock and roll, the 808 machine. And it's got 32 memory banks, right? The 32, I'm always pointing out as it goes into mysticism, very important to Aleister Crowley. The frequency of blue light is given 450, but this blue light gives it 666 frequency. So the blue light frequency resonates at this 666 hertz. That's pretty crazy. Poncho, 808 from Kanye was referring to the beat machine in Nah Hawaii. Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm just weaving the connections. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. I know it, people love Kanye. They don't realize that he is a Knights Templar, part of the Illuminati. I did a decode on that. You could check out. So the most powerful, strongest lasers is the blue laser, the blue light. Man, I need my blue light glasses. Whoopsie. And who owns Jay-Z? Who owns Kanye? It's Jay-Z who has the blueprint. And the blueprint 3, which is the Joe Biden logo right here. Kanye's Jay-Z's homunculus. And here's the blueprint. Let's see when the blueprint came out. September 11th, 2001. Are you kidding me? He released the blueprint on 9/11. Kanye released his album that he worked on in Hawaii with the 9/11 date as well. That's crazy. And his daughter, Jay-Z's daughter's name's Blue. Just add on top of all of it. Blue da ba dee ba da da. You know that song. Blue. This is how the when this came out for the millennials out there, you all remember this was everywhere. You could not get away from it. It was some big time MK Ultra that they did on the millennials as kids. It was on the TV 24/7, the radio 24/7, the stores 24/7. This was all over the place. And I hear it's coming back. If it comes back big time, you know there's something wicked going on here. But the blue aliens, this goes into ancient gods as well. Now, did you know that the devil, you think he's red, but he's actually blue, the first depictions of him in the Bible as well. And I'll show you that imagery. And then you got the blue bloods, right? The blue bloods are like the Illuminati, the elite, the reptiles, the reptilians. They have the blue blood, the cold-blooded blue bloods. They got the show, the blue bloods. And this is kind of weird, just wordplay. You got the blue, like the Crips, and then the bloods. So it's like the blue bloods. Like, that's kind of weird too. The red and blue shift. And the blue Lucifer. We're talking about Lucifer's blue. Well, in Colorado, you got the Lucifer. And he blew another, I don't know. I'm going to stop there. This story just popped up out of the blue. That's what all y'all were saying in the comments. That was so funny. But Blucifer is blue, right? Huge Illuminati airport in Denver. I heard that the guy who created it, he died mysteriously. But here's the first depiction of Satan. It's this blue angel, right? So what does the devil look like in his history? Historical Satan. Well, this is like one of the first pictures of him. He's blue. Look, you got the red and blue and the purple. And there's something up with this color scheme where you can leave this dimension and go into another dimension. Hans blue, a lot of religions show this color, and we'll get into that. As I've made multiple videos on this, on the purple and blue lights, they didn't get many views, but go check those out. And in the Matrix, we're given a red or blue pill, and the blue pill is the bad pill that keeps you asleep. Sleepy Joe Biden. Look at that thumbnail. Sleepy Joe Biden. There's a lot of stuff that's weird. Like Twitter changed their heart from red to blue. There's just so much out there. Trump tweeted this about the blue slip on August 21st. Interesting enough, that's the day that Hawaii was founded, August 21st. Just weird connections everywhere. Kmart got their blue price special, blue suede shoes. Bunch of weird stuff. Bunch of strange stuff. And this goes into all the gods. Check out all these gods. You got Krishna is blue. Holly Krishna, Krishna, Holly, 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 Krishna, 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 Hare. You know that by Paul McCart, not Paul McCartney, George Harrison. Here's the opaque brotherhood of Dark Lotus. Is I'm always looking into ICP. And these they showed the soldiers. Where is the soldiers? What are they called? Terracotta. The terracotta soldiers are purple, so they could transfer into another dimension. And we can't recreate this code of purple because they get it from like some sort of animal or something, some sort of squid. And my friend Ani, who I'll be podcasting with here on Friday, definitely on the Patreon, but maybe we'll do a Rumble stream and then edit it for YouTube. He knows all about the frequencies of colors and lights and whatever. And he was showing me about the Tzitzits, have the blue on there. And I asked my rabbi about it because he was connecting it to the octopus and the octo. And I was like, I asked the rabbi, I was like, yo, octopus, what is this about? And he said that there's like a war that happens in the heavens with two big, like, fish, pets, octopus, or something. I'm not really sure. I wasn't really listening. I need to listen more. I got a book actually on it. Listen like a dog. So I do need to work on my listening skills. Then you got the Hans purple and Hans blue, right? This is just the color, this blue and purple, that has some frequency to it that people can leave society. And you even got the Phoenicians have their color purple and blue as well. It says they're coming from these seashells. So I'm gonna bring on the experts to break this down for us. But I'm just letting y'all know that there's a connection to all this that goes super deep. And the vril aliens, as well. Maria Orsic, her eyes are blue. And here's Avril Lavigne, Avril Lavigne with the blue eyes. The blue eyes go deep into this symbolism as well. Here's Maria Orsic with the blue eyes, part of the Vril, communicating with the aliens, Lom, and all that. And then here's Shakira, right? They show Shakira, and trust me, I know my Shakira. Whenever, Shakira, I know my Shakira, and that ain't Shakira's eyes. Shout out to Shakira. But this is what they depict her eyes as in her alien music video, as her eyes are brown, dark brown eyes. But in this alien music video, she has the blue eyes. So it definitely goes into something there. Avatar's blue, all these different characters, the djinn are blue. Aladdin is a djinn, and there's that blue and yellow color. There's the djinn. And make sure to share this video for the people out at the bar drinking gin right now. So when they get home, we can show them what's going on. Oh, and there's a blue kachina as well. And this is interesting. The blue star kachina in Hopi mythology is a kachina that will signify the coming of the beginning of the new world by appearing in the form of a blue star. The blue star kachina is said to be the ninth and final sign before the day of purification. Now, 50 Cent was shot 9 times. I'm connecting a lot of these rituals to 50 Cent. He's going to probably go through a ritual, someone close to him or around him on this blue moon the day before. Or the day after, or somebody in the banking industry. Well, because it's all about banking because of the dollar collapse. Described as an apocalypse or a world engulfing cataclysm that will lead to the destruction of the world. Blue kachina. And then Amun is blue as well. So you got a lot of blue all over with the God stuff. And look, we just crashed through the 1,000. So make sure you give us a like. Blue, oh, Project Blue Beam. Yes. There's just so much stuff. The firmament is blue. You're my boy, Blue. Yeah. Yeah. So it's getting crazy. Look, I figured out how to organize. Look at that. I can put these in different sections. But you got a code blue at the hospital as well. Just like you got a code red Mountain Dew. And we broke that down, how it's priming people's subconscious. Hypnotic priming. And just like they were talking about the last hurricane, saying it was going to be catastrophic, catastrophic, catastrophic over and over again, that was hypnotic repetition, putting everybody underneath the spell right now. The code blue at the hospital means the adult is going through respiratory arrest. Isn't that breathing? Cardiac and respiratory arrest. I believe respiratory is breathing as we're going into the Ember month. Oh, and here's the Russian blue. That's the Chan. That's the Chan cat. Oh, yeah. Chan cat. Russia blue. Oh, snap. There's Chan. Russian blue Chan. But as everybody's drinking their Blue Moon beer right now, here's the Truth Mafia website. Tommy Truthful posted my video on the Truth Mafia website, but he did a video as well where he went into the Blue Lodge. Truth Mafia and my boots were like cold, Maui, one from Jewish Kabbalah Midrash. Look at that. Time Magazine. Mad predictive programming. There's the Blue Lodge. Oh, so check this video out. This is where me and Juan go over the purple lights. It's edited really well. It's very good. It's a very good video. There's fires happening in Canada. Fires happening all over the place. Now, I don't know if this is real or not. I saw this, and it could be real, but like the hotel is still there. Everything around the hotel burnt, but not the hotel. And also, somebody's saying this is the governor's house. Now, I can't verify this. I don't know if it's true or not. I've been looking or whatnot, but they're saying this is the governor's house, which still exists. That's kind of weird. If that's true, that's messed up, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's just something I saw. Here's the green lasers. Astronomers believe the green light seen over Hawaii were lasers from a Chinese satellite. I mean, it's so weird. This whole story is weird. Bluetooth, Blu-ray DVDs. This is the Island Boys, right? Jeffrey Epstein Island Boys. And they're wearing the black and white. I was just looking at it. Looks like symbolism. Oh, and this is the purple light one that I go into. Mind control and purple lights. How optogenetics uses. This shows you scientifically how it works. Back to the Future had the Mountain Dew. You got the Blue Oyster Cult. Yeah, so that's wild. Let me go to the comment section. Should I keep going? Should I show some more stuff? Or is it getting late? The sky is blue and all the leaves are green. My heart is warm as a baked potato. I think you know precisely what I mean. When I say it's a schwedoinkle day. When I say it's a schwedinkle doinkle day. Yes, Cannibal the Musical. Good work. Shout out to South Africa. Encore. Okay, I'll keep going. Salute to the chat room. Oh, did you see the translator in Maui Press Conference doing the devil horns and all seeing eye with her hand? Are you serious? Let me look that up. Google Maui Press Translator. Okay, I think I found it. Is this the drones you're looking for? Is this what you're talking about, this lady? Okay, let me try to find the video. YouTube Maui Press Conference. Okay, I found the video. I don't know. I just think it's weird that the police chief is the same one at Vegas. And if you want to see a scary image, because I'm from Las Vegas too. So that story, just like this story, hits home for me. But once the FBI took over the Vegas event, they were standing over the chief, and it was super scary. The guy looked like a Men in Black alien. Okay. It was this right here, this video. He was crying and I know he was sad. Like right here, this is a good image. He was super sad and I felt that. I was super sad. And then the FBI came in, this guy, look how creepy this is. Like he just comes in. Man, that looks like me. That's crazy. It doesn't now that I made it bigger. But yeah, he was super sad. And this FBI guy came in and was like, we're taking over this investigation. And then years later, they said, oh, there's no motive. They didn't find anything. I mean, such a sus story. Here's another image of that. I mean, this was freaky. This freaked me out. It's 3:20 in Ohio. And you're still at work. Shout out to Ohio, Jen. Vancouver, Canada. Shout out. Yeah, this is cool going live at midnight over here. Hello, Australia. What up? What up? Is Donut Jewish? Yes. Big Island, Hawaii here. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew. Yeah, I'll bring up the next article slide. What up, Norway? What does donut mean? I love it when you spell my name right. Thank you. Dough, like what up, dough? That's what people say. And I was working at Costco. I was super broke. I had this little crappy phone. And whenever I get a cool idea, I just put it in my phone. And I was like, it'd be cool to write donut, like what up, dough? Like that was like a big thing in 2012. Dough. They even had that one rap song called Dough or something. But dough could be money, dough can mean so many different things. And then I was like, it'd be cool to write donut. And so I did that, put it in my phone. And then I was making music videos, and this guy I was working for said that it's all about branding, Alex. Like Pepsi is a brand. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to brand myself Donut. That's what it means. Shout out to Arkansas. There's this dope movie called Arkansas. You should check that movie out, it's really good. Green Bay, Wisconsin. I want to do a like go somewhere and do like a presentation live, like a live meetup. I don't know where. I was thinking of doing it in Arizona because I live in Arizona, so it makes sense. But maybe I'll do like a vote thing and see where most people would like to go see. I think that'd be cool. I think that'd be cool. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. It's weird. It's cool. It's weird. I'm just here to meet new people, do cool things. All right. Let me bring up enough of my positivity. Let's get back into what people want is the negativity. That's that show on Black Mirror exposed that a little bit. People like negative stuff, so they made the shows in Black Mirror negative because it got more engagement. And the AI algorithm knows this. So this is why when you're on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, people you don't want to see are gonna pop up, because they're trying to pimp you emotionally. The AI emotionally pimping people. AI emotionally pimping people. That's what they're doing. So the blue homes, right? We're going over the blue, everything blue. And Joe Biden just recently visited Hawaii after all this blue stuff's exposed, after the theory of the lasers. I mean, picture this. The theory of the lasers was viral, mainstream media pushing it, talking about it. And then after they did that, he came out on his tweet and said he's laser focused. I mean, that is crazy. And now the blue thing's a huge thing. And then he shows up wearing blue. I mean, it's crazy. That's wild. That's like Britney Spears stuff right there. The blue and red, all the blue still standing. The blue and red right there. Here's the blue umbrellas, Ella's under the blue umbrellas, Ella's A. The blue boat still exists. The blue car in the news. And this is what the news showed. They could have showed anything, but they highlight the blue in everything. Look, the blue car just standing right out there. Maui News. And then all the people that survived and cleaning up the mess are wearing blue. The blue restroom. ABC News. They show the guy in the blue. They show the girl in the blue. They show the construction worker wearing blue. They show this guy walking, holding something blue. Oh my goodness. Everyone is wearing blue. The blue home, that's what they'd be showing. CNN. Mainstream news. NPR. Sugarcane train. They're showing the blue. They want everybody out of Lahaina already. So when I was out there, they said that everyone's moving to Vegas because no one can afford it, or they go to another island, but it's hard to do that as well. And super sus. This whole story is just like the Las Vegas story. It's super sus. And all the politicians wearing the blue suit. The blue makes you trust. The blue is, I trust you. I trust you. You're wearing blue. The red and blue. So you got the red and blue lodges. The red and blue CNN Republican versus Democrat. And they even switch it up for you, you know, to give you a little flavor. So the Republican channel's blue like a Democrat. And the CNN's red like a, you know, that's just crazy. The whole toroidal donut field is the blue and red like a magnet. I mean, how do they work? The red and blue. NASA, the red and blue Hawaiian flag. And then you got all these different characters, like the Smurfs, all blue, Avatar, blue cartoons. There's something up with that symbolism. And the street lights. You got Project Bluebird. I don't know. I'm kind of repeating what I've already talked about. But you got Project Bluebird. That's the mind control operation. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, I feel like I might be repeating myself. But look, the blue mask. That should say enough. And then we're coming up on this Project Blue Beam with the lasers making holograms. What else? What else can I show? I guess I could talk about FEMA and District 9. As the new Hunger Games movie is about to come out. And Hunger Games, that will be coming out when young Dolph was assassinated the day before the 3-2-2 date. They got the blue in them, right? But Hawaii is in FEMA Region 9. I'm in FEMA Region 9 as well, right here. California just had that Baja blast. Hawaii just had Hurricane Dora, all happening in Region 9 right here. And that is these places, which is District 9 too. They made that movie about the aliens in District 9. Here's the Hunger Games map. Because the beginning of Biden wearing the blue, the beginning of his reign of the greatest presidency of all time took place, and they were wearing the red and blue Hunger Games attire. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. It's crazy. Well, anyway, I don't want to make this just too long-winded. Make sure you smash the like button, share this video out so people can see it when they wake up. And also, if you'd like to support us, go over to the Patreon. We got shows booked over on the Patreon, and a lot of it will be edited and put onto YouTube. Let me tell you about the schedule that we got this week. We got a schedule. Yes, game professional with a schedule. The schedule is tomorrow. I'll be doing a private Patreon with Juan and this guy Nick, who Juan says is a legend. So that's going to be tight. I'm doing a podcast tomorrow as well with somebody, I think, in Europe, the Central Club podcast, which should be public. And the Juan video, that will be public eventually, but you get watch it raw and live on Patreon. And then on Friday, Ani Asaru, Tommy Truthful, and myself will be going over the blue, which will be even more condensed. And we'll probably do that on the Patreon and the Rumble as well. Just because it's going to be crazy content, not for the public stream. I'll have to edit it so we can keep the channel up. And then on Tuesday next week, we're going to have Jacob Israel, Tommy Truthful, and Guy Tao all together on a stream. It's probably going to be on the Patreon too or the Rumble. I'm not sure. So go subscribe to all of it. I appreciate everybody. I'll keep you updated. Much love and God bless you.